Today's daf, Masechet Eruvin, brought to you Mibein Chomot Yerushalayim, is daf Samach Beit. But this is not only for grandparents, this is actually for anybody who's interested in Eruvin. And we can start from the Halakha Perek once again, Samach Aleph on the Beit at the Halakha Mishnah. Hadar im ha'akum b'chatzer o im mi she'enom odeh be'eruv, areza oser alav. Somebody who's living with a non-Jew, or mi she'enom odeh be'eruv, which we'll see, Lamaisa means someone who has a din of a kuti, but we're going to talk later on in the Mishnah about a tzeduki, whether that's called someone who's not moda be'eruv. So that is not going to help. You can't make an eruv with someone who doesn't accept eruv. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov omer, that's not necessarily the case. Lo olam eino oser, ad shnei Yisraelim osrim ze al ze. Remember that first you have to be chayav in the eruv. You're not chayav in the eruv unless you have two Yisraelim there. Once you're chayav in the eruv, then if there's an akum there, he asers you from making the eruv. But he doesn't create an iser to carry out in the chotzer in the first place. Now, this does not seem to be consistent. Either he is considered to be a separate diur, or he's not considered to be a separate diur. How would he suddenly kick in being a separate diur just because there's two Yisraelim? That the Gemara is going to ask, and we're going to come to the conclusion that this is all basically gezeira. It isn't really rational, and we'll see why.
It's a chiyuv of eruv.
There's no chiyuv of an eruv. It's only if you want to carry.
But, Rabbi, you
said... I mean, the chiyuv to make an eruv if you want to carry. But if you're only the only person living there, obviously the chatzar is yours. Omer Rabban Gamliel, just to clarify things, the Gemara is going to say, what do you mean clarify things? Whoever talked about a tzeduki in the first place, we'll see in the Gemara, but our simple understanding is, you've been talking about Mishenom Odebe Ruv, I could tell you that we had a maisa with a tzeduki. There was this guy who used to be Dari Manu B'Mavui B'Yerushalayim. He lived in the same Mavui, and it was a problem of making an eruv with him. And nonetheless, Abba said, Maharuva otzio takelim lemavui, ad shelo yotzi ve'yaser alechem. So what they did over there was, there's another approach. The other approach is, if a guy doesn't make an eruv with you, he could still be mevatel his rishus to you. Now that doesn't help by the akum. That's the same, if he's going to answer. The only thing you could do with an akum is rent the house from him for Shabbos, or rent the use of the chatzar for Shabbos, as we'll see. But in this case, he was mevatel rishus, which is the alternative. And then, I'm a good neighbor, don't worry about it. You guys use the mavui, I'm not going to use the mavui. Now, the thing is that he's only being a good neighbor. But clearly, we're talking about him as if he could be mevatel rishus, because he was not the equivalent of a goy or someone who's not moda be'eruv, right? And all that Mar Abba said is, well, you better hurry up and get your stuff out there right away. Because if he gets there first, at the moment of Kedisat Shabbat, which is going to determine who is actually the one in charge of this Mavui, if he puts his stuff out there, he obviously has changed his mind. And therefore, you can't be machzik that the Mavui is yours. So you better get there first. Before he gets his stuff there, and he'll show that he changed his mind. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, that wouldn't even help. It doesn't go according to whoever is machzik in the Mavui at the beginning of Shabbos. No way. What the father said to Rabban Gamliel, what his father said to him was, B'lashon Acher, he said, Meharu v'yasu tzorchechem b'mavui. You better finish up using this mavui for whatever you need it for, because otherwise, the moment that he gets his stuff out there, you're going to be usher from that point on. Now, Lamai said, this is a machlokas of the Gemara. We'll see at what point it becomes usher. Rashi says over here, you better finish doing what you want to do before Shabbos. Now, that's a little bit of a promise. Rashi seems to be taken for granted that it would be usher retroactively, so that therefore you can't take a risk on using it during Shabbos at all, because maybe there was no gittur rishus, which the Rebbe Kivager asks on, even according to that sheet of the Gemara. But again, we'll wait till we get to the Gemara. Okay, so today our new Gemara goes like this. Yativ Abaye bar Avin and Reb Chinina bar Avin, they're sitting and discussing things. Now Abaye was sitting there nearby, and they were talking like this. Yativ Abaye Gabayu, V'yatve V'ka'amri, they were saying to each other, look, the Chachamim here, and we're going to see the Chachamim. Anyway, I'm going to stop Mishnah's Rabbi Meir. We're going to see the Farish that there's a Braita later on that specifically quotes Rabbi Meir. So I understand Rabbi Meir is very consistent. Rabbi Meir says, look, but what's the difference if he's Jewish and not Jewish? The point is, the Chachamim made a gzera that you're not allowed to carry into a Rishut which has more than one user because it's similar to Rishut Rabbim unless you make an Erev. Okay. So an Akum is a Dira. It's somebody else's Dira. So who cares how many other people there are besides the Akum? So Loshna Chad, Loshna Chad, what do I care how many Jews there are? Point is, two people are going to be using the Chatzar, so then you need an Erev. And you can't make the Erev with it. But what does Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov hold? I mean, it's completely inconsistent. Micah Sofer. Does he hold that when a guy lives somewhere, that gives it the same din of having another person in the Rishut? So then, what's the difference how many Jews there are? If there's one Jew in his house and one guy in his house, then the Chotzer is the equivalent bin Rabbanah of Rishut HaRabim, you need an Erev, right? So then, afilu chad nami nitzer. Now, if you're telling me, well, we don't consider the house of an Akum to have any meaning vis-a-vis these dinim of Shabbat, good, so who cares how many Jews there are? Filo shmadira, so if there's two Jews, a few trade, nami lo nitzer. So why would the Akum aser and require an Erev with him? He only needs an Erev with the other Jew, so let him make an Erev with the other Jew. But all of a sudden, the fact that there are two Jews turned the house of the Nukri into a third house. That makes no sense. So then Abaye overheard what they were saying, what Rabbi Chinan and Rabbi Abaravin were saying. So they said to them, you guys don't know, you don't understand what's going on here. That's not what Rabbi Meir holds. You think Rabbi Meir holds a dirat akum shma dira, that if a guy lives somewhere, that's considered to be a home? That's Machayev. I can tell you that there's a bright that it says Beferush. Later on, we're going to see more of this bright. It says Beferush, it's Rabbi Meir. That a Chatzerosh Shalavet Kochavim is like a deer shel beima. It's like if you think if you have a barn in a Chatzer. So the animals that live in the barn hustle people from carrying into the Chatzer. It makes no difference. There's no ability to aser, says Rabbi Meir, on anybody else. Of course, the Mishnah says not like this. She says, Beferish Tachachomim, hold it. You do have to make an Erev. Okay, so the Gemara later on is going to explain that if he's present, that then we have a reason to ask. But if he's not present, the fact that this is an area that two people can use makes no difference. It's like having a barn in the Rishas. So that's not the issue, whether Dirat Akum Shma Akum, not Alibra Rabbi Meir, and not Alibra Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. It's clear that Kulei Alma, everybody agrees that Dirat Akum Lov Shma Dira. It's not that Be'ikra Adin, you have to have an Erev if there's a Jew and a Goy living in the Rishut. The Goy's house is not considered to Aser. Over here we have a social issue. The Chachomim did not want people living in mixed neighborhoods. Next thing you know, they're going to be learning how to watch TV. That would be awful. So, I mean, what if this guy's got some friends over for a wild party? So, Jews going to be inviting him. He's going to say, I ain't coming to your wild party. Next thing you know, he's in the swimming pool with them. I mean, God only knows what will happen over there. And we don't want Jews to be exposed to that kind of culture. Because of that, we make it more difficult for life, and we'll see why it makes it more difficult. Obviously, if you can't make an Erev for somebody who lives in your chatzar, I mean, nowadays, no young woman would move to a city where she can't carry her stroller to shul, you know. I mean, this is, so what's she going to do? She can't even carry her stroller into the chatzar. God help us. So that will be the final tikkun to prevent any mixing.
Otherwise, if going would be there, it would be easier than...
We'll talk about what happens when he's there. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov says, look, I agree with you, but who would be so stupid as to live alone? Can you imagine living alone in a chutzah with a bunch of Arabs? They'll come at night and they'll shaft you. So, I mean, nobody's going to be stupid enough to do that. So why would we make a gezerah to have a problem if it's only a madman who would do it? I mean, it's not that people don't do that. So therefore, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Sofer, look, that's all you need is to have neighbors that will murder you in the middle of the night. So Trehi, if you got two people that buy homes in that chotzer, okay, you rely on the fact that somebody else there, so you don't feel so uncomfortable. So over there, it certainly is possible that we'll find a chotzer with two Jews and Arabs. Okay, so there's shchich in the diary gazrubu, but chad delo shchiach, something that is not very common. The rabbonin, as we know, that's the general rule. There's a milta lo shchicha lo gazer be rabbonin. This is a milta lo shchicha. The rabbonin were not gozer on one. Whereas Rabbi Meir, since, remember that Rabbi Meir in general is more makpid about rare cases, so Rabbi Meir says, look, we want to avoid even a case where Zinn is a makri v'dayri. It could be that it happens, that he's there, maybe the other Jew moved out, I mean, the guy doesn't want to leave. I mean, this is not that unusual. Mamela, the Rabbanah made a blanket gezerah. It's not a gezerah, it's a blanket gezerah. Don't live in a chatzar with an akum. We don't say it that way. I mean, we don't want to say that, you know, and everything has to be politically correct. So all we say is, if you live in a chatzar with an akum, you're not going to be able to make an eruv, and he's not going to be able to be mevatel reshus. And we're sure you're going to be very uncomfortable with that. I mean, you know, of course, it's up to you. So therefore, what was the gezerah? The Omer Rabbanan. So Rabbanan said, "Ein eruv mo'il b'makom akum." It's not going to be a useful eruv, and there's no way to allow him to simply be mevatel reshut. Vein bitul reshut mo'il b'makom akum. Only thing you can do is, obviously, I mean, we can't pretend that you couldn't rent it. You can rent it, but he'll never rent it to you. Va'akum lo moger. Why wouldn't he rent it? What do you mean? Jewish money is always good, no? So what would be the problem? My timer. Is it because he's worried? Oh, man, that's all I need. Rent it. I'll never get him out of there. It'll be a 20-year thing. He'll pretend he wants my house for some weird Sabbath thing. In reality, he's just trying to take over my home. Is that the problem? He's afraid that you're going to claim that you're an owner or something. Now, that depends, you see. We have a machloket, what the din of rental is. And there's a machloket as to whether you need a true legal rental, which is called a schirut bri'ah, or whether you need a formalized rental, which doesn't really, he's not going to be worried about it because it won't stand up in court, which is called a schirut ru'ah. So, if you tell me you need a healthy rental, okay, I understand. Then he's going to be nervous. Well, what about according to the Man Yomar, who holds that vis-a-vis the din of Eruvin, a schirut ru'u'ah is sufficient? We're going to explain what that means in a moment. My ikala memra. So what are you going to say then? What is that a reference to? Oh, I'm sorry, I thought you knew. The Yitmar, Rav Chista Omar, schirut bri'ah, when you rent, then you rent it with a full, solid rental. And Rav Shesha says, nah, you don't need a good solid rental. All you need is a schirut ru'u'ah. Can you define those terms? My ru'u'ah, my bri'ah. What exactly do you mean? Ilema bri'ah means you have to at least pay a rental value of a pruta. And a ru'ah means that it could be anything, even if it's less than a shava pruta. So, b'pachot mishava pruta, there's nobody who holds that vis-a-vis the akum, you need a shava pruta, because there's no din of shava pruta by a goy. A goy is so makbid on money that even less than a shava pruta is called money, and that's true, like the din of gezela, to be mechayev ben noach, and so on. I mean, Hasholach, Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yaakov, Bar Guria, Mishmei, the Rabbi Yochanan, I'm telling you that this is not up for argument. Havu Yodim, you need to know Halacha Psuka, that you can be socher mina akum, afil b'pachot mishava pruta. So that cannot be the meaning of the machloket ru'u'ah or b'riyah. The Amr of Chia Barava, Amr of Yochanan, another halacha that shows us how much pachot mishava pruta has value in the world of Akum, is that a ben Noah who steals, he is high of the death penalty, even for pachot mishava pruta. Furthermore, he can't pay back the money and get out of it, because there's no din of eshivat agzela, which is the response to the iser for a Jew. But on any of the sheva mitzvot b'nei Noach, there's just a blanket penalty. And there's no way to get out of the penalty because it didn't say Veshivat Gezela. By the way, there's a machloket here whether this means Gezela from another goy, because the other goy is makpid on the pachot b'shavar pruta, or Gezela from a Yisrael, even though he normally would be makpid on a shavar pruta. And the definition of the Gezelas in terms of the robber, that's a machloket Rishonim here. But in any event, but the point is that it's clear that Pachot Mishava Pruta registers Midyoraita when it has a din. Certainly the Rabbanan are not going to be more modern. So if you want to rent, you could certainly rent for Pachot Mishava Pruta, I'll leave it a Kulei Alma. So that cannot be the distinction between a Schirut Bri'ah and Ru'u'ah. What then is the distinction? El Bri'ah means B'muharki V'avurgani. Now what does that mean? Rashi learns that the meaning of muharki and avurgani is seats and benches, meaning that you make a deal when you rent that you have a right to fill up the whole chatzar, whatever the rental was, with junk, and that he can't complain. Tosfos learns that this means, Mohakiv Avrogini means government forms and government stamps. Rabbi Elchanano learns that it means the courtroom and the justice of peace. Same idea. In other words, that he's taking it as a serious rental, it has to be stamped, and that way he's very nervous. Well, it's like this, you basically make a little deal, verbal. Okay, fine, yeah. He doesn't take that seriously.
If verbal is enough, he doesn't have to give anything.
We'll see. We'll see the how. We're very, very mixed. So, hey, Nicha. So now, anyway, but whatever it means, hey, Nicha, Laman, Yarmah, Schirut, Bria, Be'ina. So, okay, I understand. If this has got to be a formal rental, you know, and you need an Abramowitz stamper on it and so on, so then he'd get very nervous. So then, but according to the Man, Yarmah, Schirut, Ru'ua, it's sufficient. So then, why would he be nervous about it? Why would he be nervous? You're going to let a Jew be Sokra Yerushos for him to do his black magic? And for, I mean, next thing you know, you'll have horns growing out of your kid's head. Absolutely not. And when he shecks your children for the matzahs, he's scared out of his wits. So therefore, afilochi choshish akum l'kshafim, the guy is convinced that the... You need it for what? For the Sabbath? You mean the Black Sabbath? What Sabbath do you mean? And because of that, he's low moger. You think this is exaggerated. I could tell you some amazing mice. I mean, it's absolutely astonishing how real this is. And through the, I mean, I don't know the 21st century, but certainly through the late 20th century, the depth of belief in this kind of stuff in the outback in America is amazing. Wow. Okay. Anyway, getting back to what we learned before, that Rabbi Meir said that Chatzero shel Oved Kochavim has a din of a Dir Shel Beima and is not considered to be a separate Rishut, and therefore it's mutar lachnis lohotzi min haChatzer labatim umin haBatim leChatzer. So in other words, even where in a normal case, if you have a Chatzer that have various homes into it, if you have in a case where there are Akum instead of Yisrael and a Jew, who does that? A Jew happens to come in there and he's walking into one of these homes on Shabbat. He's got no problem. He can carry out, once he finds a nice chair, he can carry the chair out of there and go into the Chotzer, and that's not called carrying out of a Rishut that is miuchedet for a non-Jew into a common area, because that Rishut is not miuchedet la'akum. Right? It's all considered to be basically a dir shel behemo. That's what Rabbi Meir is saying. But if there is a Yisrael Echad who lives there, then you cannot carry out of the goy's Rishus into the Chatzar. Why? Not because it's a Chatzar shel rabim. Where's the rabim? You said the akum is not considered to be a dir. You can't carry it out because the Chatzar is considered to be entirely the Jew's Rishus. That's why. Rashi, if you're Medayik and Rashi, Bipnei Shehike Chatzerosh, that's Rashi. And the Ritva speaks this out to Farish. You are going from a Rishus that is not the Yisrael's Rishus. You could say it doesn't have a din of Dior, but it's not his Rishus, the Goy's house. And you're carrying from the Goy's house into the Rishus of Yisrael. In the same way, you're not allowed to carry from one home to another unless you have an Erev between yourselves. Even though the Iker din of the Erev obviously was because of carrying into a common Rishus, according to almost all the Rishonim. But once we made it Takana, it would not to carry from one Rishus Hayakin into another Rishus Hayakin. So if you had a window between your house and the next guy's house, you can't open the window and pass food between it if you don't have an Erev. So therefore, in this case, that's what you'd be doing. You, the Yisrael, who happened to walk in, wants to sit here in the sun and knows that the Goy has a deck chair in his house. The guy gave you the keys. You go in there. If the Jew owns the chutzner, how can you take it out of that house into the chutzner? So because of that, it would answer the Rebbe Meir. Rebbe Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer, no, there's never a problem. The Olam Eino Oser, Ad Shushnei Yisraelim Osrim Zel Zeh. No, no, you need to first have two houses that now aser one on the other. Then the carrying out of the akum would aser you, and there you actually rabbanu rumachai of you because of our gezera. Then they gave it a din of a yeshlo dira there, and because of that you need to actually be socher, because bitul rishut won't help. There's no way to make an erev, so then it kicks in. Okay, now let's analyze this. Omerman. Rabbi Meir was quoted as saying, Chatziro shel akum areo kedir shel beima. I don't understand. The Mishnah said that if you live with an Akum in the Chotzer, that the Akum answers on you. So how come Rabbi Meir says, no, it's no problem? He doesn't answer on you. What is that supposed to mean? No. You don't understand. Lokasha. Hadite or the lete. It depends. The truth is that it's true. It's Kedusha Beima, and if there's a Yisrael there shouldn't be a problem. The Yisrael answers on the house of the Akum. The Akum doesn't answer on the house of the Yisrael, so there shouldn't be a problem. But the Mishnah says there is a problem. That is because he is there for Shabbos. We're talking about the house. The house doesn't answer. It doesn't have a shame of a dira. So where we say that the Akum isn't around, but then if a Yisrael goes by, he could take a deck chair out, unless the other Yisrael becomes his. That would be the point. And therefore, there's a nafkamina. That's because of our gezeira, you know? I understand. So how does this work? Micah suffer. I mean, there's got to be a consistent approach to this also. You're telling me he's not there. So what if he's not there? I mean, Elamai, if he's not there, it doesn't have a shame of a dira. So if it doesn't have a shame of a dira, so then if the Jew, it should work in all directions. Thing with a Jew. If the Jew isn't there, so it's also not going to answer. So what does it have to do with an Akum? So, hey, Micah suffer. What is he telling me? The principle is over here. So if he holds kasika sava dira below ba'alim shma dira, that the ownership of a house by somebody else, whether he's there for Shabbat or not, is nonetheless considered to be diurin and an aser. So then if you're telling me that an akum asers on a Jew because of this gezeira, whatever the reason is, but the bottom line is you need to have an eruv, right? What's an afkamina if he's there or not? You need to have an eruv. If you hold that a dira below ba'alim is not considered to be a dira. So what does this have to do with an Akum? So tell me. So even if a Jew is not in his home, I mean, here you're telling me there's an afkamina between a Jew and a Goy. There's an afkamina. You're telling me somebody who isn't there is not considered to us or the people who are there. So then it has nothing to do with an Akum. So now, Fili Yisrael Nami Na Nitzah. Liyaylam kasava dira below ba'alim lav shma dira. The truth is, of course, the Iker Hadin is that if an owner isn't there, there are no diurim. The point is that the Yisrael, where the Yisrael, when he's there, is usher miyikar habin. He's mechayev you a din of erevin. And that's not a gezeir. That's for real. Therefore, the Rabbanan made a blanket halacha. A Jew owns a dira, it's usher's, you need an erev. Fine. So kilete, when he's not home, the Rabbanan gave him the same din as if he is home. Gazer bei Rabban. But an akum, the truth is, even if he's there, he's not mechayev you in an erev. Because as we said, the dira takum is not considered to be a dira. Why does he b'chayev you? A gezeira. We don't want you learning from his maaser. Nu, we're going to make a gezeira to a gezeira. So therefore, even the chiite, it's only a gezeira that we're b'chayev you an eruv to make life inconvenient for you. It's not that there's really a din of an eruv, because we're worried, shema yomad b'maasav. So we only hasser when he's actually there. When he's not there, there's no basis for the gezeira. Elamai will tell me, well, I mean, if you allow him when he's not there, he's going to be there when he... come on. I mean, that's already a gezeira le gezeira. So, kilete lo asa. What? I thought it says beferish in the Mishnah that if the goy is not there, he still asers you. V'chilete lo asar? The Mishnah says, but it's not. Hameniach et beitova alach lo lishpot biracheret. Somebody who leaves home and he goes for Shabbos to a different town. It doesn't matter whether he's Jewish or non-Jewish. Echad Nochri, Vechad Yisrael, Oser. And this is Rabbi Meir, the same Rabbi Meir. So now, you started off by saying, well, Rabbi Meir holds, Dirat Akum is a Dira. Abaya clarifies, no, that wasn't the point. The Dira of Akum isn't a Dira, but it's a Gzeira. So then we got to the point of asking you, and what about the case of the Dirat Akum that's Mechayev you, and the other Mishnah that says it's not Mechayev you? And you said, well, no, it's not a problem. That's talking about when he's not at home. And when he's not at home, we don't make a gezeira. And here we find the same Rebbe Meir saying that if the goy is not at home, we do make a gezeira. I mean, so now nothing works. It says beferish that Rebbe Meir says, if Echad Nochri, a goy, leaves home, and he's in a different town, it's still usher. Ah, because there's one other thing you don't take into consideration. How far away is the other town? Can the goy make it back on Shabbat or not? So if he's close enough that during the course of Shabbos he might take a car and drive back, and then, I mean, you think you're mutter for the Shabbos, turns out he's been there for the past half an hour, you don't even know. And at that point, it became Oser for Shabbos. There, Rabbi Meir holds, we ask to the whole Shabbos. But if he's taken a plane ride overseas, he's sure not going to be back for Shabbos. Over there, we don't make a gezerah that should ask even when he's not around. So, ha'atam da'atimi yume. It's talking about he could still make it during the course of the day. On Rav Yonah Mar Shmuel, we paskin like Rabbi Yosef and Yaakov, unless there are two Jews who have diras in this chotzer, and memelor mechayev you an Erev, only then do you have a problem with an Akum who owns a dira in the chotzer. But if you don't have two Jews, then you don't have a problem. Rav Huna says, well, now, that's true, but you don't say that publicly. It's a minhag, meaning that you, Tosus brings from that, really, Gemara Tainus speaks this out, but Feirish. There's an afkamina between saying halacha ke'ex, minhag ke'ex, or nahagu ke'ex. And that's what these three things are. So if you say halacha is scribbly as a ben Yaakov, it means you get up there, the public drasha on Shabbos, and you say, Rabbi Yisrael, anybody who's living alone in a chotzer with an akum does not need an eruv, because we paskin like Rabbi Yosef ben Yaakov. If you hold it's a minhag, it means that if somebody comes to ask you, and you're the rav, you can say, look, the minhag is that people do it, which leaves the guy totally confused, as usual. And that's what they always tell you. The minhag is you can do it. May you stick your neck out a little bit and tell me whether it's kosher or not. The minhag is it's okay. That's always what they tell you. And Rabbi Yochum says, you can't even do that. It's just that people are noyhegs. Nagua means, if he does it, you don't say, hey, you sure that's right? You leave him alone. So Melech establishes that people act that way in the end. Nagua am trebli as a miyak. Now Tosis points out that in this case, because of the Gemara that we had earlier, that says that lo omru ha-chachamim la-achmir el-la-keo, that one of the implications of that Mishnah, as we've already seen, is that we always go according to the Das of the Meko by Erevin. In which case, in this case, we would also say that even though there's a machloket, whether you're allowed to paskin as barabim or with minig, or whether it's only nagu, we paskin that it's kosher barabim. And so paskin is a shulchan aruch, halacha psukah. Anyway, but Abaya points out to Rav Yosef. Why don't we have Abaya Rav Yosef? Look, the truth is that we have an overall ruling across Shas, and that is Kaimelon Mishnat Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Kavanaki. There's not a lot of places Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov said it's only a Kav, but whatever he says is always right. He's very careful, and we always pass him on. And even over here where we've got this whole issue, still Rabbi Yehuda said that Shmuel paskined openly to Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, which means that this has become something that is well known. I want to know whether once we paskin in such a way, I mean, first of all, it's a klal all over, so nobody's going to think it's your own psak. And furthermore, Shmuel, I mean, you can't get a better place to rely than Shmuel. Shmuel says this is how we paskin a local lemaisa. Are you allowed to be meira halacha, the makam rabbi, on something that everybody knows? I mean, this is not a complicated psak halacha, or is that called a hora'ah? Now, Tosfos points out that nothing is called a hora'ah unless it's about an event. Obviously, if somebody comes to you and says, how do we paskin? That's not called a hora'ah. You can discuss that. That's like discussing Divrei Torah. You could say, what do you mean? That's Kavanaki and Shmuel paskin. The din of the Kavod HaRav is in paskining about what to do. What do I do? I live in a chotzer and I'm alone with a goy. Do I need an erev or not? That's a hora'ah. And that you can't do b'mokum rabo, so I want to know, but how about this, where, I mean, it's an open psak. Can I paskin b'mokum rabo? Omar lay. So he said to him, let me tell you something. Just for kicks, this is how Rashi learns. This is not just for kicks. Afilu be'yata b'kutra. I used to ask, bo'i, it should say, I used to ask for my Rebbe Rav Chisda, is it mutter to eat milk with eggs? And he refused to answer me, Kol Shnei de Rav Huna. Rav Chisda, rather, was a Talmud Chover of Rav Huna, and he wouldn't answer me. And as long as Rav Huna was alive, lo ori, he wouldn't say, of course you can eat eggs with milk. Because lo ori, he wasn't going to say. Tosfos learns that's ridiculous. Because that's not even called a hora'ah. There's no idiot who doesn't know that every day people eat cheese with eggs and milk with eggs. So that's not even called a hora'ah. What it's talking about is a complete egg that you find inside of a chicken. Did have a din of Basar B'Cholov or not? That's the question. That's already not so. I'm asking. Look, it may be Halakha P'sukah, Lagabi Basar. By the way, Lagabi Nevela were Machmer. So did the Bahak speaks out. How come we're Machmer to call it Nevela, and we're not Machmer to call it Neep, and you're allowed to have it with milk? Because the Basar B'Cholov by an oath, anyway, is a Rabbanah. Because Meikra, then you're allowed to eat chicken with milk. So we mainly weren't Machmer on the egg. Tosus doesn't like that shot. He says that it's because Nevela is Osir by itself. Basar B'Cholov is only Osir once it's mixed. You don't give it the dinner Basar L'Chatchila, you can't mix it. Okay. But in any event, you see that even something that everybody knows, every householder knows this halacha, nonetheless, he refused to be more halacha.
Can you eat an egg chicken that is...
You can, yes.
With milk, then?
With milk. If it's completed egg. Omle Rabbi Yaakov bar Abba bar. Okay, Megillas Tainis. And remember, in those days, the Megillat Tanit was the only Sefer Halacha that was written. Teresh Baalpeh was Osir. Megillat Tanit, they wrote down essentially as a historical work. They should remember the Tzaras. And meanwhile, there were a list of days that it's Osir to fast on. Right? So, if it's already written, obviously the same question would have been, can I paskin from the Mishnah Berurah? Guy comes and asks me a shayla. I open up the Mishnah Berurah, and I read the Mishnah Berurah to him. Is that called a hira, or that's called a discussion? Because, I mean, I'm not saying anything. I'm just quoting the Mishnah Berurah. What about that? And on that also, Rabbi Yosef says, look, Beyata Bekutcha is no different than having an open Mishnah Berurah, because everybody knows it. So, Afila Beyata Bekutcha, but it should say, I asked this, and Kol Shnei de Ravuna, as long as Ravuna was alive, and Rav Chista refused to paskin. So you see that it is Osir.
You mean in the same city or?
Oh, and that tomorrow we are going to see whether this is only in front of him or even in a different city and how far away the city can be. All these various dinim, Bezrat Hashem, are our daf for tomorrow. Hadar ima akum bechatzer. Rabbi Yezer ben Yaakov Omer, Liolam eino oser, until first you have Shnei Yisraelim, who are osrim zelze, then you would have to add, and you can't. Omer Rabbi Gamliel, maase bitzduki echad, shayadari manu bimavoy b'Yerushalayim, v'omar lanu Abba, you better get out there fast, and be motzi et hakelim l'mavoy, before he gets out there, Rabbi Yudah Omer, even that wouldn't help. You can't be machzik at the beginning of Shabbos that the halacha shouldn't change. He said something else. Said Maru v'asur tzorachem b'mavoy before he gets out there. Ad shelo yotzi v'yaser alechem. And according to Rashi, even it means before Shabbos. Yotiv Abaya bar Avim, Rabbi Chinuna bar Avim. Abaya was sitting by them, but they were discussing between themselves. V'yatve v'ka'am, Bishlomer Rabbi Meir seems quite consistent, because Kasav Adirat Akum is a normal din of Adira. Loshna Chad, Loshna Trey. But what possible rationale is there for Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov? Who else? Only if there's two Jews. Then even one Akum becomes a problem by Kasofa. I Kasav Adirat Akum is as a din of Adira. Who cares how many Jews there are? If he holds it doesn't have a shame of Adira, so then even if there's two Jews, that'd be long with you. Omelo Abaya, gentlemen, please. Sover Rabbi Meir, dirata kum shmandira. You guys don't know the Braita. But Tanya chatzero shalavi kachovim, areyu kadir shal beima, says Rabbi Meir. So obviously that's not the issue. So kule alma dirat akum lav shmandira. So why are they mechayev you in an eruv? Because there's a gezeira over here. We don't want you living with the guy. So the question is, Shema Yilmad B'Masav. And the gezeira of that is the basis of the machlok at Kamiflege. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Savar, okay, but only where it's Shriach, right? So Kivan Dovet Kachamim Chashut HaShvichut Damim. Only two people will live in a chatzar with a goy. So trade the Shvich of the diary. That's where we make the gezeira. Chad, Yolo Shriach, Lo Gozer Be'Rabbonim. Rabbi Meir holds that since Zimnin de Makriv and Dairi, Therefore, we have to be gezer. What is the gezera? Amar Rabbanan, ein eruv moyil b'makom akom, ein bitur rashut moyil b'makom akom. Therefore, all you're going to be able to do is achi askir. And we know darn well that's going to be very difficult. V'akom lo mogar. But why not? My time up. I mean, that should be dependent in the machloket about whether it needs to be a true sechirut. So, I could see why he'd be nervous. Why would he be nervous? What do the terms mean? My ru'u'ah, my bri'ah. I mean, does bri'ah mean that it has to be a shavapruta? And ru'u'ah means even pachod mishavapruta. That can't be true, because nobody holds that you need to have a shavapruta. That from an akum, pachod mishavapruta is not good enough. Vashalach Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yaakov, Bar Yure, Mishmei the Rabbi Yochanan, Havu Yodim, that absolutely everybody agrees that you could be socher min akum afilu bepachot mishavar puta. V'yom Rabbi Barav, Om Rabbi Yochanan, Ben Noach is even nerag diraita apachot mishavar puta. There'd be no way to give it back. So what then defines the terms? All of this is a tangential discussion, obviously. Elabriya is defined as muharki va'avurgani, which are filling up the place with a bunch of stools and things, or, that's according to Rashi, or Tosfos, it means government forms, or, according to Rabbeinu Hanano, it means government offices, and re'uah b'lom u'arke v'avogani. But anyway, getting back now to the question. So, I understand why he's nervous. Now, I guess the guy is always nervous about Jews. He figures they're going to be choshishakum lekishuf lekshafim velomoga. Anyway, getting on to this thing about the din of dirat akum gufa, you quoted the brayta chatzero shel akum areyu kedir shabeima, and therefore Yisrael can be his mutter lachnis lotzim na chatzel abatim. I mean, abatim lechatzer. But if a Jew lives in this chatzer, then he's not allowed to, because then he's carrying into the rishus of the Yisrael. See, im yesham Yisrael lechad, oser divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yezer ben Yaakov omer, liolam eino oser, ad yushnei Yisraelim, osrim zal ze. All right, I'd like to understand this now. Omama, chatzero shel akum is kedir shabeima. The Mishnah says it's not like that. Anantanan, Hadari Ma'akum Bechatzer is Asralov. A barn is not Asralov. So explain, please. No, it's Lokash. The Mishnah is talking about where the guy is there. Where he's there, we already said, we pretend that he has a Shem Dira because of the Gezera. But where he's not there, Rabbi Meir is saying he doesn't answer. Abinaleta. So then what's this for over here? Micah Sava. Ika Sava Dira below Baalim Shma Dira. So then, I understand that the Akum should aser once you make the gezera. Ika savadir below balim lav shmadira. Then what does this have to do with the Akum? Even if Yisrael is not there, namilovitz. The Olam kasavadira below balim is not called a dira. The thing is, a Yisrael mi ikar hadin, not without any gezeras. Mi ikar hadin, dechi ite, he asers. So then the Rabbanan said, okay, so make it across the board. Even Kilete Gazubir Rabbanan. But the Akum never asers midin Erevin. He only asers because of Gzera Shema Yilmad Mima'asav. No. So that, we only aser Ki'ite. Kilete, we're not going to aser, make a Gzera Le Gzera. Really? The Kilete Lo Aser? What about the Mishnah that says, Aminiach et Beitova Halach Lo Lishbot Be'ir Acheret, Echad nochri, says even a goy, v'chad yisrael oser, divrei Rabbi Meir. So now we have another contradiction. Now, it's talking about where he's close enough to drive back on Shabbat. Zerur chayshah, she's going to drive back. So hatam dati biyume. Om Rav Yonam HaShmuel, halach Rav Eliezer ben Yaakov, we could be Mekel, and it's only a chi of an Erevin if there are two Jews living in the chatz. Rav Huna Amar, well, yeah, you can't say it publicly, it's halacha. You could say it's a minhag. A minhag, Rav Eliezer ben Yaakov. Regardless, you can't even say that. You could say, no, go am, Rav Eliezer ben Yaakov. Only a Bible Rav Yosef. Look, Kaimalan, a general rule is that Mishnat Rav Eliezer ben Yaakov is Kavanaki. Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel said, the halacha is like Rav Eliezer ben Yaakov. Tosfos says that by Erevin you go lekula. So, I mean, come on. Can I say it? If my Rebbe's there, since everybody knows it, so I could tell you that for many years I asked a question just to test the waters, you know. So I used to ask Reb Chista, Beata Pekutcha, and he refused to answer me. Everybody knows what the halacha is, you're allowed to eat an egg and with milk, and koshde dervuna lori. How about something that's paskud in the Mishnah Berurah? Like today we have the Megillat Tanit at the time of the Gemara. It's Ktivo Mantra. You want to look up Halacha, take it out of the shelf, look it up. So if a guy asks you something that's written beferish in Megillat Tanit or today in the Mishnah Berurah, can you be Meira Batra Rabba? Omarlei, no. Rabbi Yosef said that even Beata Pekutcha, I used to ask, and nonetheless, Kol Shnei Dravuna Lo Ori, he would refuse to be Meira Halacha, and therefore apparently it's Osir, even if it's a Dover Borah.